Now, friends, we come to 2 Kings, the 18th chapter. The northern kingdom has now gone into captivity, into Assyria. And therefore, from here on to the end of 2 Kings, we're only going to follow the southern kingdom of Judah. At least it's going to be less complicated than it was before. We're only following one line of kings. Now we come to the King Hezekiah. And this section is a remarkable section. You say to me, why do you think it's so remarkable? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it's not only recorded here in 2 Kings, it's recorded in 2 Chronicles, and it's also recorded in the historical section of the prophecy of Isaiah. Right in the center of the book of Isaiah, there is a historic section. And this is something that we are going to be looking at later on, of course, when we get there. But this is a section that divides Isaiah on one side and on the other. Right in the middle of the book, we have this section that actually is a historic section. And we'll be following that later on. And we have all of this over there. So I'll hit high points here and emphasize certain things here. And when we get there, to these other two places, there'll be other things to emphasize. There'll be some duplication, of course. But I've got so that I don't mind duplication for the simple reason that I got quite a reaction when we were in the Gospels. I would come to something in the Gospel, for instance, of Mark or Luke, and I'd say, well, now we saw this in the Gospel of Matthew, and I'll just pass over it. And I got any number of letters saying, it is all right for the children of Israel to pass over the Red Sea, but let us not pass over so much of the Gospels. And I learned my lesson, because many said they just tuned in and they didn't know what we'd said in Matthew. So we won't hesitate to repeat a great deal where God's Word repeats it, but we do want to call attention to certain things. Now we have seen that the northern kingdom went into captivity for certain specific reasons. And the reasons were given, and we looked at them last time. First of all, they disobeyed God. They disobeyed Him, and He made that very clear to them that they had disobeyed Him. The Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets, all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandments. And they didn't. Then we're told that they doubted God. We find that they would not hear, but they also hardened their necks, and like the neck of their fathers, who did not believe in the Lord their God. And we're told in verse 14, they did not believe. They doubted God. And not only that, they defied God. They refused to observe the Sabbatic year for 490 years. That's a very interesting thing. And they rejected His statutes, His covenant. And we'll see later on that God says that it was specifically because of the Sabbath day. And in 2 Chronicles 36:21, it says, to fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah unto the land, had enjoyed her Sabbaths, for as long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years. Now, these are the three reasons. They disobeyed God, they doubted God, and they defied God. They went into captivity. Now, during that period in the southern kingdom was a very wonderful king. In fact, he's the best king that reigned in that land after David. There's none that'll compare to Hezekiah. And he's the son of Ahaz. Ahaz, a very wicked king, and yet he has this very wonderful son. This man, Hezekiah, is an exceptionally good king.